The impressive results of the U.S. oncology trial evaluating TC reinforces the primary role of taxanes in systemic therapy of breast cancer. A related topic is the newly available formulation of nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane, as commented on by Dr. Burstein.
It is paclitaxel in an albumin shell, and for those of you who saw the New York Times coverage of the ODAC review, I thought it actually was a very nice piece by Andrew Pollack, which highlighted some of the clinical strengths of the drug, but also discussed quite candidly whether or not this was a clinical advance that warranted such payment. At present, I don't know that we have sufficient data to say whether the nanoparticle formulation is clinically advantageous beyond getting around the need for premedicating for hypersensitivity. Some people feel that that is a tremendous advantage and worth any price, and other people are more concerned about the cost there. We have just finished accrual to essentially an identical AC followed by Abraxane dose-dense trial. We had over 60 patients in our treatment program, and we had an early stopping rule looking at whether or not you could give the Abraxane without growth factor support, and you cannot give Abraxane every 2 weeks consistently time after time after time without growth factor support.
So we should do a meta-analysis now. We have two trials.
Right. So our protocol was amended so that all the patients receive growth factor support, and we'll show these data at ASCO in 07. But again, I don't think for the moment that you don't get around the need for the growth factor if you were even contemplating Abraxane as part of a dose-dense regimen.
I'd be curious from the people in the room here in practice, Lowell, maybe you could comment on this in terms of clinically, how much of an advantage is it in the average patient to avoid premedications and the shorter infusion time?
I wouldn't say great enough to justify the cost of the drug in the average patient just the way it's priced. I don't think that's, I mean, there are certainly individual patients that would be a significant consideration, but I would say for the large majority, no, from my standpoint.